This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Welcoming you to midweek on the show. Hump Day used to be my favorite day of the week. I don't know about the rest of you. You know why? Because we know that it's clear sailing, we hope, anyway, the rest of the week. We have another debate coming up on Thursday, and heading into the weekend, we're getting ready for another big week round the bend, more results. It is the season of numbers for those who are running for president. It is a season of voices, too, as everyone and their brother has an opinion on this election. And that's why we're here for America Tonight. You can always throw in your two cents. A lot of the GOP going after Donald Trump, trying to thump him, trying to figure out what to do. It's interesting because I saw a story on the Hill. House Speaker Paul Ryan is going to talk to about the Republicans' agenda with this whole Trump thing. And what does that, you know, ultimately mean in his position? And it means the Speaker's staff has been in communication with Trump staff, according to Ryan's office. And they have yet to do a one-on-one talk, but they expect that they're going to have one to talk about the policy agenda for 2017. So there clearly is a flag saying, oh, they think Trump is the guy. Justin Duckham is with us now from Talk Media News in D.C. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Hey, doing pretty well. How are you doing?
So this conversation, I just jumped to it about Paul Ryan saying they're trying to set up a one-on-one conversation with Donald Trump. Clearly, many Republicans are not backing Trump or not excited about it, but Ryan is saying he's going to support whoever wins, so I guess that's why he's reaching out to Trump. Is that normal for the Speaker of the House?
Well, it's that, and it's also combined with the fact that if there is going to be a contested election, ultimately it's going to be Paul Ryan who is going to oversee that. That's something that he has said that he was not really prepared to do once he took the role. But now that he is in that position, I think it's probably fairly obvious that he is going to be the one who's going to have to see a, contested convention take place and ultimately probably be the one who is going to be calling the shots for that.
How about Ben Carson saying adios to his presidential campaign? He said Wednesday he was ending his campaign after the terrible showing on Super Tuesday. I don't think that's any surprise, but it's interesting because he definitely had a moment months ago when he peaked and there were people that were interested in Carson.
No, he certainly did. And Carson, you know, frankly, has still been a very big figure in terms of the GOP fundraising, and I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon. And behind the scenes, there are a lot of people saying that eventually Carson is probably going to be talked into some other kind of race. The kind of behind-the-scenes talk in D.C. is that he is going to be, eventually talked into the race to fulfill the Senate seat called open currently right now by Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio has indicated that if he is not going to be getting the presidency, he is going to be essentially resigning from his Florida Senate seat, which would mean that there is going to be an open spot for Ben Carson, somebody who is a very big Florida figure, somebody who lives there, and somebody who has previously advertised that he is going to be going are going to be going back home there to change his clothes and whatnot. And somebody could probably do pretty well there, considering how there's no really, other statewide figure in Florida who is open for that task.
Yeah, how about as we jump away from politics for a quick second and the email scandal that plagues Hillary Clinton, the FBI, the news that the FBI is granting immunity to one of her staff members. Wow, what does that mean, Justin?
You know, I think that's a very good question. I think this is, an indicator of the fact that Hillary Clinton's email scandal is not necessarily something that's going to go away. There are going to be quite a few people in Congress who are going to be trying to push us until, the end of Election Day, who are convinced that this is going to be a silver bullet to stop her. Previously, they believed that this is going to be something that's going to be exposed with the initial releases, saying that this is going to be something that's going to show her having a greater role in the whole Benghazi scandal. somebody who's going to be shown as being sort of a corrupt, if not incompetent, figure. That hasn't really shown up here, but nevertheless, there is a huge sort of emphasis on the part of the GOP to try to show her as somebody who is, you know, in the behind-the-scenes emails that she has had, you know, released, unfortunately for her, as somebody who has been complicit in these things. But, you know, that's going to be coming up time and time again as the, you know, election goes on.
Yeah, absolutely. So, other things that are rattling around in the nation's capital has to be one of them still, what's going to happen with that vacant seat on the Supreme Court. What's the latest there?
That is a very good question. Yesterday, the president met with Chuck Grassley, the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, as well as you know, Mitch McConnell, who is the Senate, or who is the head of the Senate GOP. They also sat down with the top Democrats for both the Judiciary Committee as well as the party at large, and they did not emerge with any consensus for the party for that one. So it really looks like a lot of this is really up in the air. We, of course, had a big abortion hearing taking place on Supreme Court, or in the Supreme Court today, one in which Justice Kennedy could ultimately be the deciding vote. But I think this is ultimately going to swell the fact that there really is no way forward, and eventually there is going to have to be some kind of additional order out of the Supreme Court in order to get things officially done. But as it stands right now, there really isn't anybody who is really being adopted by either of the parties. We, of course, had Brian Sandoval, the current GOP senator from, governor rather, from Nevada, who is, who was eventually in the mix. He pulled his support back, but it really goes to show, ultimately, this is not going to be a position that's going to be filled by anybody who could be, you know, accepted by the GOP. They essentially said behind closed doors that they're going to be going against, any member who is put forward in the position, even if that is somebody who is of their own party, which would have been the case in the situation of Governor Sandoval.
Yeah, wow, crazy stuff. Justin Duckham, thanks so much.
Thank you.
North Korea also makes some big headlines. Ooh, we shudder to think what that little nut could do. Kim Jong-un. North Korea fired several short-range projectiles into the sea on Thursday. It petered out after the United Nations Security Council voted to, yes, slap them with some tough new sanctions on the pretty much isolated state. And the South Korean president vowed to end the tyranny by the North's leaders. So South Korea's defense ministry said it was trying to determine if the projectiles, which sounds so odd, doesn't it, launched at 10 a.m. from the northeast coast were short-range missiles or artillery fire. They're not quite sure. They are trying to figure that out. But this is more of the same from Kim Jong-un. North Korea, new sanctions for nuclear weapons programs under the resolution passed unanimously. Of course, it's unanimous. And drafted by the United States and backed by the North's main ally, which, of course, is China. It basically says it expands the sanctions following what happened on January 6th because they were testing again. There was the long-range rocket also launched on February 7th. So Kim Jong-un is very much aware of this. I think this is, I don't care. It is. I think it's a little bit scary. He's a psychopath. You can only wonder, what is, this guy's completely isolated and cornered. Yeah, I wouldn't be thrilled to live over the border in South Korea. Hang with us, mailbag. We can count all coming up at the tail end of this hour.
Lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
America tonight. Nothing like digging on some live music. Right? Can you relate to that? How many of you like live music? Oh, if you're feeling down, you're feeling blue, look around your hood and see if somebody anywhere, even if in a tavern, you got an acoustic guitar player. I think it lifts the soul, honestly. So I like hearing that. I like hearing the crowds in the background. I don't know if many of you were around for the album days. But remember when there were still albums? Like when I was a kid, there was albums. And so, you know, I wasn't on the beginning end of that, but on the tail end of it. And it would be a choice. Do I want Frampton Live? Or am I, like, getting a best of? And I always, always went for live because of all the sound, the way it was, the excitement you could feel it just vibrating out there. All right, speaking of excitement, we started off talking about a plethora of things happening in D.C., the fact that, you know, Hillary Clinton is still on the hot seat, obviously, for the email scenario because you've got a staffer looking for immunity. So what does that tell you? Never a good thing for the person who they're looking to find something on when one of the staffers goes rogue. Immunity, immunity, please. Ben Carson says adios. You know, there were a lot of people that called this show that were high on Ben Carson and thought that he was going to be the guy. And I remember saying this. In fact, I remember saying this in the summer to somebody in Washington, D.C., that was really pushing Ben Carson to me and saying, he's the guy. And I saw him speak, and I said, no way. He is not going to be he's not going to be the guy. He's not with the way he speaks. That's not going to happen. And regardless, I think that there are others that will just generate more interest and named Donald Trump. And, of course, now we see where Trump is. I don't think that's shocking. I don't think I went out on a giant limb by saying that, because clearly from the beginning, Trump really made an impact because he was absolutely shaking things up. And Carson wasn't that guy. He said he's going to go into more details during an appearance at the Conservative Political Action Committee conference near Washington on Friday. He said that, everyone needs to come to the realization that Donald Trump will be the nominee when it's all said and done. That's what one of his advisors said, not Carson, Armstrong Williams. And that's the reality. I know they're saving, and they're saying, basically, that that's not so, but they're pretty much telling you, listen, the Carson people are saying he's the guy. So why do you stay in it? And I agree. I mean, Carson wasn't much of a factor except kind of like a little bit of a spoiler. He finished fourth, if you remember, at the Iowa caucuses, 9.3%. New Hampshire was worse. Carson was eighth with only 2.3% of the vote, ahead of only other candidates who had dropped out of the race, but whose names were on the ballot. Then February 20th, South Carolina, he finished sixth, less than 8% of the vote. This was inevitable that Carson, who suffered all kinds of blows, the internal conflicts, problems with some of the other candidates, yeah, this is the end. The bumpy road ended. And he is, no doubt, somebody who will still have a voice, but it's not going to be a voice on the road to accepting the nomination for the Republicans. He's not going to be at the Thursday presidential debate in his hometown of Detroit. He's going to talk about all the reasons why on Friday at CPAC, and that's it. There's no, I do like what they said. There's no political path forward, and that's it. So smart to drop out. Why hang around? I don't get that. I mean, there is a time when you say, I give. There is a time when you wave the white flag. When you're getting pummeled, then you just, why? Why drag it out? That's what I thought about Jeb Bush. And, of course, Jeb Bush calling it quits even before Ben Carson did. Smart to call it quits. Why go through the rigmarole and spend the money, blow through the money, knowing you have absolutely zero chance of getting that nomination? All right, there's one other big thing shaking on the court. Lots of divisions. And we could see it on Wednesday. The Supreme Court heard its most important abortion case, probably in this generation, with lots of implications. The court's eight justices are deciding this. And now they don't have the vote breaker. 90 minutes of hot oral arguments. And this is over whether a Texas law placing a raft of requirements on abortion clinics is there to protect women's health or restrict access to the procedure. So with the death of Justice Scalia, whose chair, of course, is draped in black, the justices are split, conservatives and liberals. The state of Texas is unlikely to track more than four votes in its favor on one of the most divisive of issues. So under the legislation, so doctors who perform abortions are required to have admitting privileges of nearby hospitals and their clinics have to meet the standards of a surgical center, an ambulatory surgical center. So activists say the measures have forced more than half of Texas's 41 abortion clinics to close, and if upheld, they would leave just 10 centers in the second largest state, home to 5.4 million women who are childbearing age. Listen. Bottom line is this, 4-4, nothing's going to happen. I mean, it's going to go back to the lower courts, and they're going to factoid it. That's what I think. But you've got all kinds of protesters rallying, but nothing will happen. Nothing's going to change on this, because you don't have that deciding vote anyway. Justice Sam Alito pointed to what he called really appalling violations on the part of some Texas abortion clinics. But then the other justices said that pre-existing state regulations had already made its centers safer. So go figure. Nothing is going to happen here other than perhaps sending it back down to a lower court. That's it. That's the only thing that we're going to see come out of that. There's no way. Because there's no other vote there. No other vote. Right? So the Republicans and the Never Trump peeps, part of that brigade, and there is a hashtag Never Trump, is Mitt Romney on Thursday is going to give a major speech on his view of the presidential election. Does anyone care about this? And where do you think he's going to go with it? Attack Trump? When they say major speech, I mean, is he endorsing somebody else? Who is he endorsing? So Mitt Romney's aides say he's not going to endorse or get in, but tomorrow's speech will be worth covering. Huh. That's even what an NBC campaign reporter tweeted. Because Romney certainly has been taking shots at Trump in social media. Urging him to release his back taxes, among other things. He's pushed Trump to make public off-the-record conversations with the New York Times. He hit Trump for the slowness, disavowed the endorsement of David Duke, former KKK official. So I think that he's going to take some major swings at Trump, and what that is going to look like, who knows? So what does that mean, that he's going to do that? What does that mean? We don't know. At this point, we have no clue. Other than we see that he's obviously not on board. Definitely not. Hey, coming up, we got the mailbag. Boy, a lot of various places we're going to take you, because there wasn't really one major theme. We just went through Tuesday. You're tired. Many of you are tired of hearing about politics. You have other things, I'll call them, on your mind. And we're going to get there. The mailbag, and we can count our final segment. We can count the numbers. There is no question about that. And the numbers are pretty interesting this time around, that's for sure. Stay with us as we rock it into our next segment.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person, letters, packages, and paper. They may have some fun and arrive.
It's time for the mailbag. You gotta dig that. Yes, once again, overflowing as usual. The good news is that you respond to the mail. There is no question about that. And I love it. So let's take our first one. First one is this one from Ron, who says, Kate, whoa, blow me down. Chris Christie. What a traitor. What a Benedict Arnold. What is the scoop? Chris Christie runs for president, takes chunks out of Donald Trump, as he should have, on the stage. And then he's standing behind him at a press conference. What was that about? It looks so strange. While some of the Republicans are pushing anti-Trump, I guess he's trying to suck up to the guy who could be president. So after a big Super Tuesday extravaganza where he cleared the board almost, then you've got Chris Christie standing right smack behind him. What is the deal with that? Is he hoping to be in the cabinet? I don't get it. He looks so strange on his face. It looked almost uncomfortable. If you could have a little bubble above his head, what do you think it would say? Man, what am I doing here? Let's go grab a cheesesteak. I thought it was so odd, too. I did. That he's... I mean, why is he standing behind him? What was the significance of that to be... have solidarity with him? That's what I'm thinking, right? But who cares? It doesn't make any sense to me. Why was he there? Chris Christie, he shows up in the weirdest places. He has that awful picture of himself where his pants are pulled all the way up, like, above his belly when he's got a baseball, you know, slacks on in the top. It was so odd. A uni, basically. It was a uni. And then he is spotted in Jerry Jones' box. Remember that? The year before. And there were all those jokes about it. And then, I mean, whatever happened on that bridge deal, I don't know. It's like has Christie lost his mind? I like some of the things Chris Christie actually says, but I guess he's trying to stay relevant. It doesn't make any sense. All right, how about this one? This one is from Ryan. It's a night of ours. Kate, man, oh man. You would not believe what is happening in Los Angeles. There is a crazy story that I came across, and there were these things that they were doing called raves, and because of some of the problems of a couple of women dying of drug overdoses at a rave concert, the county fair in L.A. says, we're not going to host any more raves this year. We're not looking to host electronic dance music concerts or related events. I'm stunned. You would not believe, and I know you're not in Los Angeles, for all the people listening, these are the big things. Drugs. Crowd. But for those of us who just like to dance, what a bummer. Yeah, what a bummer. Except for that, it's a drug nest, and that's the problem. If you have two people die of an overdose, no, they're going to cancel it. So they can't do it. I mean, they might not have any. They're saying we don't even want to have any more ever. And it used to be very, very popular. In fact, it is very, very popular. But they don't want to see that. They don't want to have that. It's been a major problem at electronic dance festivals, period. Because they use ecstasy and other drugs that are close to whatever the rave experiences are. Here's an example. Last summer, I guess, almost 50 people at the Hard Summer Music Festival had to be put in an ambulance and carted off. That is crazy. That's unusual. I mean, how many concerts did you go to where you saw 50 people being hauled off? You didn't. So they don't want problems with that. I mean, if I'm the board of supervisors, I'm saying no way. What money are we raking in and what are we losing? I mean, raves stopped being held at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum and that whole sports arena 4 years ago after a 15-year-old girl went to a rave and then died of an ecstasy overdose. It just seems to me, I mean, look, if people were going to get high on rave dances and the electronic music, but it is just a hornet's nest for drugs. So if I was running any of those venues, forget it. I would agree with Los Angeles. Don't hold them. Go someplace else. Do something different. But I wouldn't want that on my head. And they found two people dead, so it was not good. It was definitely not good. All right, moving along, this one from Glenn. Kate, I am so glad to take a break for a moment and take a breath and be out of talking about politics. I find myself very weary when I talk about politics. I don't know about you. I agree that we should all vote. I agree we should be involved. I agree we should know what's happening. But at some point, we need to stop the conversation. Have you ever been around people who will talk about nothing else? I have, and it's infuriating. It's numbing. You don't even know what they're saying anymore because they're frothing at the mouth, and you're not. Is it me? Am I just not interested enough in the election, or are these people just lunatics? I like that little jab at the end. Are they just lunatics? What's that about? I would say that it is weary. I mean, you just grow weary of it. I would have to agree, but I do agree that you don't get so weary that you don't vote. Don't be dissuaded from the voting process. Definitely not. Because, as I'm fond of saying, if you want to complain, go and vote. Go and vote. Let your vote be heard. Don't sit on the sidelines. Then you can complain all you want. But don't sit on the sidelines. Don't do it. Don't do it. Here's another one. Here's another another email that we've gotten from Aaron, who says, Kate, I don't know if you're following this or not, but did you know that Carson is out and he's skipping the debate? Do you think it's smart of him? Should he have stayed in? Are you kidding? He wasn't getting any numbers. I just went over that. I would say he's doubly smart. Get out now before it's too late. I mean, yeah, don't stay in this thing. Are you kidding? Get out. Absolutely. Otherwise, you just bleed money, time, and everything else that entails. So here's the deal. The Erin Andrews stalker case is going on, and she's suing the Marriott for $75 million. So they put a stalker, or they put an expert on to talk about it, and the expert said the stalker is a terrorist. So there was all kinds of testimony happening about the hotel staff and whether they violated standards in 2008 when a man altered the peephole to her room and recorded her nude at the Nashville Marriott at Vanderbilt University. I think it's creepy. So $75 million lawsuit, they need to pay it. I think she keeps on bringing it. I mean, this is a long trial. They've had 7 days so far. 7 days. You know, it's so strange. The start of the seventh day was delayed because of the allegations that came up on Twitter that Neil Peskind, an employee of West End Hotel Partners, was watching the nude video before dinner the night before. The woman who tweeted the allegation, though, took down her post and hasn't responded to tweets from anybody, including some reporters who saw it. So what happens here, I don't know. I think clearly he stalked her. I think clearly they gave him information. So how negligent is the hotel? Why did they give out her room number? What a stupid thing to do, but maybe he tricked them. And they just believed. I mean, how many people picking up the phone at the front desk when it's busy are not asking the right questions? And really anything can happen. And that's frightening, which is why the rest of us mere mortals, and maybe some of you rock stars out there, actually sometimes do assume names. Because you think, there is that little tiny bit of a chance not to be paranoid. And if she had done that, I mean, he wouldn't have, maybe, because he still could have ended up with it, but maybe not have the room right next to hers. And it is creepy and sick and twisted, because who would want to be on the internet that way? And it was everywhere. She's right, it was humiliating. It was everywhere. It followed her. It came with her. It's just, it was on everybody's mind. All right, you know what to do. If you have some thoughts on the show, man, you can ship them to me. It's Piece of Cake, Piece of Cake, AmericaTonight.net.
Something new
came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Time for another edition of Yes, We Can Count. Lots of ways to count, lots of numbers out there. It is results season after all. To me, my favorite number that just came up is Scott Kelly. This guy is a dude. He's such a dude that after 340 days in space, he wants to go back up. Oh, I love it. He is like the true Martian guy. He's awesome. 340 days in space. Can you imagine what that would be like? Astronaut food? You know, it's interesting. NASA says Scott Kelly is 2 inches taller after spending a year in space. So he's going to reunite with his brother in Houston, who was also an astronaut, as you know. Or maybe you don't know the story. But it's so cool. Mark Kelly volunteered to take part in NASA's twin study with his brother. They want to see how the identical twins measure up after a year in two very different environments, Scott in space, Mark on Earth. So after 340 days, longest of any U.S. astronaut that they've been up there in space, so now he has to get reacquainted with the planet. Wow, that would just be, what would that be like? You miss an entire year. Could be good in one way, right? What I think is cool, and you may disagree or not, coming back in, when you come back into Earth, you're on your way home, he like tweeted out a picture of Norway. A photo of a sunset that he glimpsed in Norway. I mean, just so many cool things that took place from above, the view from above. But that is a long time. And like, what would be the first thing you'd do? Like, go grub somewhere, like he's a favorite eatery. That sounds so silly. But something that he, you know, go see the beach, be in, have his feet in the sand. I don't know. But I guarantee there's something. I don't know that he was asked that question, but I guarantee there is something that he would love to do immediately because he missed it. And I kudos to him. What would that be like to forego that much time? And, you know, with the entry thing, and that's not how astronauts think, you never know. You never, ever, ever know. All right, odds that Donald Trump will get the nomination for the Republicans. One guy crunched the numbers. You want to know what the numbers are? 75% chance. That's pretty darn high. Now, who did that? The guy who did it is a guy who, his name is Matt Schlapp. He's the chairman of the American Conservative Union. It's the group that hosts the influential Conservative Political Action Conference that opened Wednesday in Maryland and features all kinds of appearances by the Republican candidates. He says Trump has really caught on this political movement in this country, and this is the movement out there. This movement is anti fat cats and bigwigs and rich folks and D.C. insiders. So he places the odds at 75%. 75%. Forget the rest. Now, he says there is still, of course, a possibility there'll be a contested Republican convention with no candidate arriving with majority of delegates, but I would dismiss that idea rather quickly. I don't think we're going to see that. Maybe if we talked about that back in November and said, oh, that's probably what we're going to see. I think it's pretty clear the way people are moving. I do. I don't think there's any doubt as to who gets this nomination, barring some strange incident. But I would say unlikely, let's put it that way. Highly unlikely that it's somebody else. All right, let's talk about another number. It's always so hard to say goodbye, isn't it? I didn't realize that this guy was bitter. I have a saying, and you can borrow this saying. If things are really infuriating you, you have crummy people around you at your job, you have something else going on that's just laying you out, just remember, better, not bitter. Apparently, that's the word that's being used to describe Tom Coughlin, that he's bitter about getting ousted from the New York Giants as the head coach. And I guess that, you know, what happened was that he was on Jay Moore's show. You know, the comedian does a show on Fox Sports Radio. And he resigned as the head coach back in January, and he was asked, you know, do you agree with the move? And he says, you know, it's not a good word. I don't like the word former, but it's the way it is. And also, you know, did he snub John Mara at his final press conference because he just left and didn't hang around and answer questions? And Tom Coughlin says, I did not snub him, if that's what the insinuation is. That's how I leave press conferences. I just turn my shoulder and I do the duck and cover move. We're supposed to believe that. I don't know about that. You know, here's the thing. Eli Manning was even so emotional when Tom Coughlin bolted. And you got to think about the two Super Bowls because, and that's your number, he did win two Super Bowls, but, you know, you start to have problems. You have a short leash, and he had a long career with the Giants. You don't get much rope these days. You just don't. You either make it happen or they push you out. That's the hard, cold facts of being involved in football these days. Because it's win or go home. Win or go home. And if you have to do the go home thing, the person who owns the team is never really completely thrilled about that. They're not thrilled. Because they don't want to see that happen. All right, let's move on to yet another number. This one has to do with this crazy story. You might have seen it, or you know, maybe you haven't seen it. But the looking at beyond politics of the day. And going to, for a second, health, scientists have developed a brain scan to diagnose Alzheimer's. If you notice, it seems like, or it feels like, every third person knows somebody that has Alzheimer's. There's a lot of sad stories out there. They think it's possible to spot when Alzheimer's emerges through brain scans. So what does this ultimately mean? What are the ways to discover it? For patients who are still alive, doctors use special cognitive tests that monitors memory and everyday skills like washing and dressing. But now they're saying these brain scans can pick it up in much earlier times. So researchers at the University of California have proven that it is possible, if it is possible, to spot the plaque and the protein that tangles, which causes the disease, and pinpoint the movement that triggers Alzheimer's disease. What could they do about it? They could track it, and maybe they could tell the people at the risk for the condition what they could do. Mild memory problems. Telling other people with mild memory problems they don't have it. So I'm going to say it could be a big leap forward. James Pickett, who's the doctor, head of research at the Alzheimer's Society, says it can take months, there's your timeline, sometimes years for some people to get diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And a definitive way to diagnose the disease would be a huge leap forward. I agree with that. So that you can realize where you're going. Brain scans have really uncovered some pretty darn amazing things. Another edition of We Can Count. It's a wrap, folks. Hats off to Nathan and all of you for listening to America Tonight.
Do you feel like a chainsaw? Practically ignored. One of many dealers. Kicked around the wall. You're miserable, but you're empty.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.